Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, The Greatest Commandment.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." This is the word of the Lord. Sadducees and Pharisees and Herodians were coming together to ask Jesus tricky questions in an effort to entrap him in what he said. They asked him about paying taxes to the Romans, and about resurrection, and about the greatest commandment in the law. They were always around, listening carefully to what Jesus said, not in order to learn from him, but in the hope that this carpenter turned preacher and miracle worker would say something they could use against him, for they wanted to silence him, arrest him, and have him killed. The crowds regarded him as a prophet. For the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he was an enemy, a threat to their status. Today we listen to their last question. Matthew tells us that from that day they did not dare to ask him any more questions. The question the Pharisee, a lawyer, asked Jesus was simple and direct, but it was a trap. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Now, if Jesus were to ask the Pharisees the same question, what would have been their answer? They would have pointed to the Sabbath obligation, for when God finished the creation of all things, he rested from all the work he had done, blessed the seventh day, and hallowed it. When God gave Moses the law, in the fourth commandment he said, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You shall not do any work." They were always pestering Jesus, asking him why he worked miracles on a Sabbath day, and why he allowed his disciples to do what was prohibited on a Sabbath. They kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on a Sabbath day." For a good Pharisee, this was the most important commandment. They expected that Jesus would think likewise, and they were angry when he behaved otherwise. For he said, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." However, as on other occasions, the Pharisees did not fool Jesus into their snare. Yes, Jesus kept the Sabbath according to God's will. Once Jesus asked the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" They didn't answer and were silent. They went out and immediately conspired against him how to destroy him, Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us. How did Jesus answer them on this occasion? Quoting Deuteronomy, he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." The paragraph from which Jesus quotes says, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances, that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land you are about to cross into and occupy. Hear, O Israel. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. This is interesting, for Moses is saying that this is the commandment, and it is the first from which all the others follow, make sense, and get their depth of meaning. Then Jesus quotes from Leviticus, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord," it says. What Jesus is doing here is to put the two commandments on the same level. Jesus points out that on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The Pharisees could accept this, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. During the Last Supper, Jesus reinforced the second commandment when he told his apostles, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." It is not any kind of love that God asks from us all. He asks us to love him with all we have, even if our love is weak, and to strive to love our neighbor as much as Jesus loves us. He willingly accepted to die on a cross with much suffering just for our sake. Many women and men, young and old, practiced this sort of love. If the Pharisees and Sadducees had listened more carefully to what Jesus was saying, they would have learned a thing or two. We too, if we listen to Jesus, we will learn to live our life with much more peace, joy, and prosperity.